Privacy advocates are alarmed at the decision to keep the names, addresses and other personal details of people who fill out this year's census. The Bureau of Statistics insists keeping those details and linking them to the answers on the census forms will make the population data much more useful. But there are concerns it'll undermine the public trust in the survey and make the census much more attractive to hackers, marketing companies and future governments. Simon Lauder reports.
What does the Australian Bureau of Statistics know about you? Every 5 years, the National Census creates a comprehensive and unique set of data about each Australian. The Bureau keeps that data, but it can't link it to the answers you gave in previous censuses, because it doesn't keep your name and address. That's all about to change with this year's census. From now on, the Bureau of Statistics will retain names and addresses. That means at each census, data can be linked to individuals, and your profile of census data will become more comprehensive every 5 years, and it can be linked to other government data. The head of the 2016 census program, Duncan Young.
And so in order to take full use of that data, we need to be able to bring census data together with other data sets, like education data sets or like health data sets, to allow us to make some better decisions in Australia to help people's outcomes.
It's not the first time the Australian Bureau of Statistics has proposed this idea. It abandoned the plan a decade ago. Privacy consultant Nigel Waters advised the Bureau at the time. He's also a member of the Australian Privacy Foundation. Mr. Waters says the change threatens to undermine the credibility of the census. He says census data will now become an irresistible honeypot for hackers and governments alike.
Firstly, that in privacy terms, it's clearly a major intrusion and one that's going to be unwelcome to a lot of people. And secondly, that it's not worth the risk in terms of the integrity of the census data, which is very important for the nation. Because if people really can't trust the information they give is going to be kept confidential, which has been the long-standing practice of the Bureau of Statistics, then they're either going to sabotage it by giving the wrong information or refuse to give the information in the first place.
So it could threaten the integrity of the census?
Yes, yeah, very much so.
And what are the risks of people's names and addresses being retained? What use would that data be, or how could it be misused?
Oh, well, I mean, the census collects an extraordinarily wide range of very personal information about everything from spending habits to family relationships to movements. And it would be, you know, the biggest honeypot of information that was ever created in terms of its attractiveness to commercial organisations or to hackers. And until now, because of the policy of destroying the name and addresses fairly soon after the census, it's not been that honeypot. But once you keep the identification links, it becomes exactly that.
The head of the 2016 census program, Duncan Young, says there's nothing to worry about. Confidentiality is not at risk.
Think about it, I guess, in simple kind of terms. If you can imagine there being two different safes, and in one safe you've got census data, and in the other safe you've got a list of all the names, and in a third safe you've got a list of all the addresses. And no one has the combinations for more than one of those safes. So they can't sort of access multiple parts of that puzzle at the same time.
And you say that no one will have the key to both safes, but you can't guarantee that into the future, can you?
Again, I'd point to the history of the organisation, our track record around the protection of people's privacy in the census and in all of our other collections. And yet, the commitment is there, the legislation is there to protect people from any kind of identification.
But all of a sudden, what's in those safes has become a lot more valuable.
The data that the ABS has always held has been invaluable, but yet what we're hearing is that the Australian public expect us to make it more valuable and to use it to inform more decisions to make a better Australia.
You sure your safe's better than the safe crackers out there?
That's why we put a lot of work into designing the safes to be the most rigorous standard. And it's not just a safe, it's a safe inside a safe inside a safe. So there are many levels of protection.
What about legislative changes in the future which may allow governments to use that for administrative purposes or non-statistical purposes?
Yes, that's a privacy of data collected is a fundamental pillar of the official statistical system. In Australia, these protections have been in place since the foundation of the ABS back in 1905, and there's no indication that these will be changed.
They could be, though.
I don't have a crystal ball, that's why I run a census.
The census will be in August.
Simon Lauder reporting.